Perhaps you're old enough to remember a certain someone known as Mr. New Year's Eve, a man who conducted his musicians, all wearing jaunty New Year's Eve party hats, in Auld Lang Syne, using familiar hand gestures every New Year's Eve. If so, I don't need to tell you that Mr. New Year's Eve was Guy Lombardo. Now imagine that you saw someone directing an orchestra in that same way. You heard the same music and you saw the same party hats. You'd likely think of Lombardo right away, even if it wasn't Lombardo behind the baton. And that's a special thing about certain celebrities, those who've become so popular for one reason or another that you think of them even when you don't see them directly or hear their names. That sort of popularity is something advertisers want to latch onto, sometimes by using the celebrity in their advertisements without paying the high price of a celebrity endorsement. The law sets out to prevent such a use. One way is through a tort or legal wrong known as misappropriation. Misappropriation means the use of another's name or likeness without permission. And Guy Lombardo, Mr. New Year's Eve, is at the center of an interesting misappropriation case. Back in the 1970s, an advertising agency and a car dealer had asked Guy Lombardo to appear as part of a television advertising campaign. But the parties couldn't reach an agreement. Instead of trashing the whole idea, the advertisers shot a commercial featuring cars, quote, amidst the background of a New Year's Eve party with all of the usual trappings. It turned out that Lombardo was one of the trappings. At the close of the commercial, according to one of the judges who would later decide the case, an actor appeared conducting a band with the same gestures, musical beat, and choice of music, Auld Lang Syne, with which Lombardo had been associated in the public's mind for several decades. The court labeled the imitation, an actor stepping into the role of Guy Lombardo, completely unfair, and found that the advertisers had exploited Lombardo's property right in his public personality. In the words of the court, Guy Lombardo had invested 40 years in developing his public personality as Mr. New Year's Eve, an identity that had some marketable status, and advertisers couldn't use that identity without paying for it. Since then, other courts have found valid legal claims on similar theories in even more attenuated situations, including a case involving a robot wearing a fancy dress, a blonde wig, and turning letters on a Wheel of Fortune-like set. That should remind you of Vanna White. And an ad featuring a young male model selling Henley shirts with this text, "This is Don, this is Don's Henley." That's supposed to make you think of singer Don Henley. Mr. New Year's Eve may not be around anymore and may not be known by a younger generation of consumers, but his old acquaintance will never be forgot, at least not in the law books. I'm Amy Guida.